everybody. We are Erev Tainis Esther. We're going into Gvaldika, holy, great times. Holy times, auspicious times. So I am happy that tonight, tonight is Tainis Esther, although we're not fasting tonight. We're talking about hailing holy things. That means to be a very appropriate time to talk about Shalosh Shudas, because we've been talking about the different Zmanim of Shabbos, that each one is unique. That Friday night you can't compare it to Shabbos morning. And now, not only are we doing Shabbos morning, heading into Shalosh Shudas. Shalosh Shudas is, this time period is the apex, is the climax of all of Shabbos, and as we'll discuss tonight, is in a league of its own. So Sudash Shlishis, Shalosh Shudas, Sudash Shlishis, Sudash Shlishit, first Friday, is Nikra Sudasa Zer Ampin. So the Suda of Zer Ampin. Zer Ampin, actually I'll explain. Zer Ampin literally means like the lesser face, the lesser meed of anger or connection or judgment. In Zer Ampin in Kabbalah is the six lower spheres, Chagat Nihi. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Yisoid, and of course Malchus, which is the essence of Shabbos, kingship, which we elaborated on many weeks ago, is the receptacle of it all. Gam ke muvin she ha'inyin hu mesisra, of course this idea of Zer Ampin is from the secrets of Kabbalah, which we can't fully grasp. Lo banu, and as Pinchas, who did have a pretty good understanding of Kabbalah, says, we're just going to touch the outer edges. We're going to scratch the surface to understand what it means, Zer Anpin, and why Shalosh Shudas is so great. In a spire, we already elucidated Shabbos Shabbos Koyos on Shabbos, Minas Oyonois of Hashem Yisparach, this lofty mean of Hashem, is Mishtakefes, B'Soychalim. We're in Hashem's presence, Ilomina, the typical day. Of course, you can see Hashem if you have good glasses, and you know where to look and how to look, and you can feel Hashem. But it's a lower level. Shabbos, we're infused with the Shekhinah. We discussed that Shabbos is like being in the Beis HaMikdash, being in the temple. Ba Midas Atik Yomen, this Midas of Atik Yomen, which is the Shabbos morning, which is Hashem's presence. She Chesadim Gemurim Nerayim. As we elucidated, is a time of tremendous chesed, perfect chesed, awesome chesed. We elaborated at length that on Shabbos we can see Hashem clearly. It's in our gut. We don't even have to discuss how it's said. Something's in front of your face. It's clear. It's evident. You're silly to discuss, to prove. It's something. What zikr, as we say in English, what's for sure is for sure. And that's Atik Yomen. That's what Shabbos morning is. Zev zev ba Shabbos Kodesh, and this comes on Shabbos because bittol olam ulay. When you see, there's nothing else. We're not involved in anything. We're preoccupied or involved. It's Hashem is manifest. Hashem, it's clear to us. It's chil sha'olam. Hashem is the creator of the world. Hashem sustains the world. Hashem runs the world. That's all inherent in Shabbos. With bittol olam ulay, shekasher kol olam shavus, when everything stops. We can, right? Yachol ha'emes, and the truth, we can be cognizant of the truth. We're not, you know, I almost saw a guy today was walking through a tree. He was reading his phone as he walked. Now, the truth is, that's pretty dumb. I'm much more scared of a guy driving a car reading his phone. People don't think. I just told somebody today that I saw that Reb Chaim Volozhin in Likutei Amorim says, ideally, it's better not to be in groups. You should have a lot of time with yourself. People today, they, you know, I told I once saw Revolva writes, Revolva, the author of Always Sure. Actually, I gave to the ladies group at Amakha many years ago multiple lectures with that sefer. And Revolva says that it's so sad, you know, talking about teenagers, young people. They want to go to Jerusalem. They want to go to, let's say, someone to go to Geula or Meir Sharem, and they always ask a friend to go with them. Why don't you go yourself? He says you can be able to think. people today, they're on their phone, they're on the computer, they're entertaining themselves, or even they're learning, but they're so, which is obviously learning is the right thing to do, they're so preoccupied, they don't think. Very often they fail to think, when you don't think, you can live an illusion. But when Shabbos comes and you're stopping, you're uninvolved, and you don't have a phone when you're walking, and you don't have technology, and you don't have business meetings, and you can't do malacha, and you're going to shul, you're having a long davening, and you walk to shul, and you have suddas, you're able to cogitate and to contemplate, and to ponder yachala emes, then the truth, lamita, the whole truth. Well, Midas Nerasa, you can really understand there's a creator of the world and what we're supposed to be doing. That's the on every Shabbos. The name in Kent should call Mos Kedusha Shabbos. Therefore, intrinsically, the holiness of Shabbos is Miuchedes. Dafk on the seventh day. Shirak Ba'oisu Yom on Shabbos. Oilom Umaloya Shabbos, the whole world stops. Umispatel, our world stops. Umispatel, the Efshel Galus, we can understand. Mida Shehen Ma'ila Ma'ila, something way above our daily experience. And that's a taste of Ma'ilam Haba. Miyad, but immediately, Motzi Shabbos, you gotta check the news, what happened in Israel, right? What happened over here? Make your plans, God forbid, you may have 55, I don't know how many emails you got on Shabbos. Someone may have emailed you, someone may have texted you, you gotta turn the phone right away, you gotta, catch up on your bills, tax season, whatever it may be, to get right back. It's possible that you could squander and leave behind all of the Shabbos you just had. And that's not the goal. The goal is that the Shabbos, not just have a Malava Malka to escort the queen, that Shabbos comes with us and goes with us. It's transformative. The main thing is that Shabbos should bless the rest of 6 days. That our Shabbos should continue with us, and the blessing of Shabbos, the bracha of Shabbos, should continue for the days ahead. The midas v'darchi shemayim shol sheishes simei ma'isa, the midas and the ways of Hashem of the next of 6 days, as Chazal call, is zer ampin. I mentioned that the six levels of Kabbalah, there's the Chabad, Chachma Bina Das, that's Meichin, that's way above us. That's, to dumb it down, the thought process, the original desire of Hashem, the six Midas and the spheres channel down in Malchus, the receptacle. Those 6 days is a Zer Ampen Kabbalachol. Hamavur is Zer Hula Fuke, and Zer, which means lesser, is La Fuke, the Midas Erech Apayim. The Erech Apayim, it means slow to judge, is like we say, and we're going to say it tomorrow morning, on Tainus Esther, you say Slichas, it's Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum Bechanan, we say the 13 minutes of attributes of mercy, right, is all about Rachim Elyonim, divine mercy. Erech Apayim is Shakarish Baruch Hu Merachim Umarach Kaso. Hashem is slow to anger. That's the parashas right away. His midas rachim v'lomoy. If you tell off your boss at work, you'll be fired immediately. You take the boss's wife, you cheat on the boss, his wife, in front of him, you're fired. Right? You walk on the street, you punch on the face, I'll punch you right back. In real world, you're in Hashem's world, he's giving you life. We actually discussed in the Torah Devarah. He gives you life, and you can sin, you can eat non-kosher, you can break Shabbos, you can say Lashon Hara, as Hashem is giving you life, right? You can watch inappropriate things, you can do inappropriate things, you can live inappropriately. That's Hashem's giving you life. And the fact that Hashem doesn't punish us, we don't get zapped immediately, which is what would happen in the natural world, right? Hashem is very slow to judge, very slow to prosecute. Mashal, right? A guy who runs and smashes his head into the wall. Take your head, you smash it into a concrete wall. Guess what? The reality of you smashing your head in a concrete wall, you'll feel it immediately. If you don't get a concussion and die, or you don't crack your skull, you're going to be in extraordinary pain. right? You do something stupid like that, you smash your head into a concrete wall, you'll get the results of your stupidity immediately. V'mekain, certainly al achas kama v'kama. How much more so? A guy's a sinner. A guy rebels. Hashem gives every person everything, and he breaks the law. Hashem does do this, and you don't do it. Right? You care about your desire, you care about what you want, more than what Hashem wants. So certainly she punished immediately. Smash her into a wall, you're punished. Right? Well, you certainly punished, right? You were to punch a guy, a 6'6" guy in the face. What do you think he's going to do? Right? Well, there's realities in this world. But do a little boss. Why don't you connect, when you sin, again, we've touched on this in different svarim. You know, Kabbalistically, you're cutting yourself off from eternal life when you sin. Right? Why shouldn't you be punished immediately? Element, the mida zusha rachamim. The mida rachamim. Hamashahas aderech achiyasa tshuva. Hashem waits till we do tshuva. By the way, chasron person knows this tshuva. So there's a consequence in the eternal world. That's the world of true judgment. Right. Before you get, a Jew has a place in the world to come, but before that, you have to, be fixed. When we say Erech HaPayim, Hashem is slow to judge. Erech HaPayim is harachas of, it means it could be a very long time till Hashem judges in this world. Shrei Ksiv, it says three languages, three lashonas of arichas. Erech, slow, like arichas means long. Apayim, it means, anger or face, lashon rabim, is, so it's another two, it's just three. The klala is, we never say three in Jewish thought. It's a chazaka ad olam, which means in theory God could say, as long as you live, I'm not going to punish you. I'll give you a chance to fix yourself up. You ate non-kosher, you ate a bracha, you spoke lashon hara. I can give you possibly, until you die. Kamo, you say, just 3 minutes can be in a chazaka. You say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Also means forever and ever. It's three times kadosh means it means a chazaka forever. And mirz erech apayim means it's as long until you need to do tshuva, right? And you will be punished forever. So therefore, in theory, the Hashem is erech apayim, slow to anger, could be forever. However, amnam, this mirz racham el yoyno, this tremendous kindness, right? In all of a life, you want a promotion, and you don't do your job, there's a consequence. And I said, if you cheat on the boss's wife, there's a consequence, right? If you cheat in front of your wife, you'll get divorced. That's what happens. If you hurt somebody, you will suffer the consequences of that. If you smash your head into a brick wall, or you drive drunk, you're going to have consequences to your reality. And therefore, it's Hashem's tremendous kindness. She would say, but it can't be forever. Why? If Hashem never punishes a person, right, you won't get punished in this world. In the meantime, the Rishayim will see there's nothing in this world. There's no consequence in this world. And therefore, they'll destroy this world. There will be no consequence, whatever. The katzra shia. So there's a time that shelo yehe ha'olam hefker. The world can't be hefker, right? Now I'm not forgetting the Gentiles world. Look at the Jewish world. Even by the Yidden, there are, if it's not dealt with, there are going to be consequences, right? There's a reality that we need that the Jewish people. We love all Jewish people. I'm just telling somebody today about something sometimes Mordechai has to make a stand in Purim. There are Jewish leaders that have to make a stand. And, people who falsify the Torah or lead people astray, there are consequences. You can't, they were talking to Jewish people over here. So in Zir Ampin, Hashem just lets people do terrible sins in the Klal Yisrael, never, it will be Hefker. And Chai, so it has to be, calibrated. If it's too weak, If it's only Zerampin, so Zerampin, excuse me, Zerampin means Hashem is not slow to anger. So if that's too intense, then we'll get, you'll be zapped, you'll sin, and lit by lightning. You know, like, I've had these concussions, Rabbi, I did this sin. You know, usually the person who says this to me is certainly not a knowledgeable person, someone who grew up with Torah and Mitzvahs. So they can, you know, but there's realities, you know. So, you know, if it's too strict, we will be zapped. If it's too long, the world will go good off kilter. Therefore, we need a mix of two. Okay, these are just basic, very basic Kabbalistic context, concepts. Nimsa, therefore, meaning Zir Ampin, the way Zir Ampin is, where Hashem deals in this world, with a combination of din, of judgment, and rachamim. It cannot be pure judgment. We cannot withstand pure judgment. And that's the midah of the 6 days of creation. However, when Shabbos comes, it goes to Erech HaPayim. Shabbos is all rachamim. That's why Shabbos is the source of bracha. Below Shabbos, v'shtakfim ha-rachamim n'rayim. Derech ha-sada ha-kosh ha-Shabbos. Right? It's a kal tapuchim Friday night. It's a level of tremendous chesed of Hashem. And the morning of Shabbos, as discussed, is we're really amongst Hashem. It's v'shtrachim ba'atzmusa, intrinsic being around the presence of Hashem. Now, what happens when we come to Shal Shabbos? Kasher ba'az man mincha, when mincha comes in Shal Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos, it's climaxing. It's Skaberis Yeser v'Yeser. It's the acme, it's the apogee of Shabbos. V'ayis atzemes ha'rachim she'esh ba'olam. The rachamim that comes to the world, it's not just chesed, not just kindness like in the morning of Shabbos, but it's a chesed with a midas hadin. And that, it culminates all of Shabbos. Now, the fact that there's midas hadin, is I'll elaborate in a second. Again, these are heavy topics, but when it's going to come a little bit clearer in a moment or two, is brings it to the highest level. So he says, I want to explain this based on a Gemara. Gemara in Shabbos says like this. There's a Pasuk. Pasuk says in Yeshaya and Isaiah, Samach Gimel 63, Ki atza avinu. This is at the end of time. Okay, the pasuk says in Shabbos Peites, the atza avinu, you are our father. Based on this pasuk, ki Avram lo yadanu. Avram avinu didn't know us. Yisrael Yaakov avinu lo yikarenu. Ata Hashem avinu, goaleinu ma'olam shemecha. You are going to redeem us. You're going to redeem us from the exile, right? Ma'olam shemecha. In the future, Hashem's going to come to redeem the Jewish people, right? We're not supposed to be in America forever, and Israel is not supposed to have mosques and churches and, you know, secular Tel Aviv cities. It's supposed to be a place of Torah, right? That's the future, right? We need redemption. We're not supposed to have surrounded by Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran, and the Yeshua will not come from the Abraham Accords. That's a great thing. I'm a fan. But real Gula means real Gula, we're connected to Hashem. Ki atz avinu. So what's going to happen is in the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinecha, Hashem's going to say to Avraham, your children, you want me to redeem your children? Chatuli, the Jewish people, they've sinned. Why should I redeem them? Right? You want a promotion? Which Mashiach is a promotion, right? Mashiach, we're being the ultimate eternal promotion. Again, Mashiach, you want that? You're not deserving of that. You want this huge promotion, so to speak. You don't deserve that, Hashem says to Avraham Avinu. Your children sin. So Avraham says, the Talmud says, Avraham the Father, Baruch Shalom, if they're really sinners, Yimachal Kedusha Shemecha, then destroy them. They're not worthy. Amalei Yaakov goes to Yaakov Avinu, Bincha Chatu. Your children, Yaakov, they sinned. Amalei the Father, if that's the case, destroy them for the sake of your name, Kedusha Shemecha. Then Hashem goes to Yitzchak, Banecha Chatuli, your children sinned. Amar Lefanov, Ribon Hashem, my children? The Jewish people are Banai? They're not your children?
B'shal shakdimu lefanecha. We just read this in the parsha a couple weeks ago. We said Nasha Minishra. The Jewish people at Matan Torah, we said Nasha Minishra. And what does Hashem say to the Jewish people? B'nei b'chori, you're my firstborn children. Hashem calls Klal Yisrael your children. So now you're coming to me, Yitzchak says to Hashem, Isaac says to Hashem, they're my children and they're not your children. Vark oiv, not like that. Not just not your children. Kamachatu. How much? The Talmud says, he says, Hashem, Yitzchak says, how much do they sin? Kamashneisa sha'adam. How long does a person live already? It's approximately, 7 years, let's say. Dal Esrin, right? They're 20 that you're not even liable for punishment, corporal punishments, until you're 20 years old, because we don't even, we know this today. The fact is, the Talmud says, we know today, that your brain is not formally formed, it's still developing until you're 20. Yeah, so take those 20 years off. And 25 years, you're sleeping, or taking, you're eating, and you're in the bathroom. How much could they possibly have sinned? How many hours a day could they have sinned? Right? Ata service kula mutav. If you're willing to take on the sins that they did do in their waking hours when they sin, fine. But if love, Paul goes, I'll take half of it on me, and you can take half of it. That's what Yitzchak says. Mimtim salur kluma lai. Alright, if you say it's all on me, Yitzchak, no, it's all your, you should take responsibility for the Jewish people's sins. I'll tell you how kraf nashim kamecha. I was willing to give my whole life for you, Hashem. I was willing to be an Akias Yitzchak, Hashem. Pascu, so what happens is the Jewish people should associate whatever this Talmud means, whatever this Gemara, but this Gemara pay taxes. This is part of the Gemara, which is the Gemara's talk about the giving of Torah at Sinai. It's that, those Gemara's right there. So the Jewish people hear Yitzchak's defense, the ultimate defense attorney. Ata Avinu, Yitzchak, you are our father. Amam Yitzchak, you're praising me. Go praise Hashem. Umachvula Yitzchak Hashbaruch Hu Beinayu. Right? Points. Go praise Hashem. Mi'an Nasrin El Amaram. And everyone, the Jewish people in unison, says this is Beigula. At Hashem, you are Hashem, our father. We're your children, you are fathers. V'go'aleinu, you are our redeemer forever. Since you're our father, Yitzchak's point was taken. Now, says Rav Pinkus. Okay? This Gemara is, very deep. Why isn't Aram defending Jewish people? Why isn't Yaakov defending? What's Yitzchak's real defense? Okay, we're not learning deep how this Gemara goes. But on a simple level for today, he says, Pashas, Beer calls in Kukach. How do we understand this on a simple level? La'asu level. In the future, Yadin HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Olam HaBedin. There's going to be a moment of din in this world. Imagine Hashem would stop the world today. Jihadists, a whole lapsed Christian world, secular world, thinking they don't know what a boy or a girl is, don't know what marriage is anymore, many of them, some of them do, don't really follow. The world will be judged right now. Stop the clock. Stop it right now. Imagine them tomorrow, Tanis Esther, Purim, Hashem comes. Okay, world. And now you look at Jewish people. We're going to be judged, right? So the world is going to be judged. And this is what's going to happen. Whenever that clock stops, it's going to happen. Right? The Mashiach's ready to come. What's going to be? V'lo b'chesed. It's din. Now we're coming to the moment of judgment. Promote the ultimate promotion. Are you? We're Mashiach. We're in the base village. We're going to go to Hashem. Hashem's presence is going to come. But also, and it's din. It's din. It's judgment. It's not chesed. It's not kindness. It has to be earned right now. But also, Hayom, that day, Avram and Yaakov, the Avram is chesed, his representative chesed, and Yaakov is rachem, and Yaakov is mercy. They won't be able to answer Hashem. Lo yele peschan pam. Why? Shahari bedin arinan. Avram comes from chesed. Yaakov comes from rachem and mercy. They don't function on a plane of din, of judgment, of strict judgment. Then comes Yitzchak. Yitzchak, as we know, is gevura, he's din. Yitzchak's essence is din. His essence is din. And all of all of Jewish thought, Yitzchak represents judgment. And v'lefishur sadin atzmo, ayidei chashuvim v'cheshbonas shomim, yapach b'schus misal. And Yitzchak is the ultimate defense attorney. In the world of judgment, in the world of Din, Yitzhak defends us. It means Yaakov is coming from Rachamim, from mercy, he can't defend us. Adam is coming from Chesed, from kindness, he can't defend us. Yitzhak, in a world of judgment, finds a way to defend us in judgment. And then the Jewish people said to Yitzhak, you're our father. Yitzhak, you're Midas Hadin. And in Midas Hadin, you found us merit. You protected us. You defended us. Yitzhak, you're coming to me. Don't praise me. See, praise Hashem. Do you really think you got out? My defense with you is pure judgment? If the midas of racham, of chesed, if the attribute of kindness and rachamim, of Avram Avinu and Yaakov Avinu, could not find you merit in this day of judgment, do you think I can find you in judgment itself? And so, if so, what really happened? When Yitzchak was defending the Jewish people in Din, he said, what really happened is that Hashem's chesed, which is so great, is amuko v'nara kol kach, it became the Din atzmoi, became rachamim. Now, let's explain, he says. V'nimsa m'shurishad echar, muchach only, at some level, it could only be Yitzchak that can find us a merit on the day of ultimate judgment. Because in the end of the day of judgment is a day of judgment. V'im limud haschus lo yavo miyitzchak. If Yitzchak couldn't defend us, there's no defense. But the truth is, it wasn't Yitzchak who saved us. It was Hashem's chesed. That Hashem's chesed, kindness, and mercy found for us in Din. What is that? Listen to this. Here's a mashal. Here's a mashal to explain this. Okay. Shlosof Yomer Yisrael. The end of this pasuk in Yeshaya and Isaiah, the Jewish people say, "Ata Hashem Avinu Ata, you are our father." Take the example of the rachamim of a father for a child. V'kach Haisegam. It's Tichilas Tasha Yitzchak. They're your children. Yitzchak tells Hashem, don't say they're only my children. They're your children, Hashem. Mashal of, right? By the way, if you're in chinuch, if you're in education, you see this all the time. A father comes, betluna neged bno. One father comes, says, your son is a bad kid, right? He did so and so and so and so. I remember forgetting this, when I was a kid, this boy was 2 years older than me. This guy was nuts. This kid, I mean, really crazy, you know. And he came from a very nice family, which is tragic. And I mean crazy, I wouldn't say it being recorded, I don't think it's proper, how crazy this kid was. And a really problematic kid. And I remember this happened. This kid hurt or did some very inappropriate things to another kid. And the parents of the kid who was hurt or whatever happened went to the father. Now, this father was a respectable person. Your kid did so-and-so. This kid was a total bum with a capital B, an exclamation point at the end. Okay? And keep putting exclamation points. And Nebuch, my heart goes out. I don't know how this happened to this family, this kid. Kid had a sweet point as well, but did terrible, terrible things. And I remember the person confronted, I remember as a teenager this happened, the father of this kid. And this is exactly what this says over here. Right? And what happened? He says, he's not so guilty. No, he found all kinds of merits for his kid. Right? And he was adamant. It was, no, this kid, he's really is a good kid. And he did so-and-so, but you don't understand. And it was he was advocating for his kid. Now, I'm not talking about, obviously, every father, every parent whose kid has problems. You need to address problems. This is 101, I just had something in the school this week about this. If your kid has problems, you have to address it. But at a level also, the father or the mother are the ultimate defense attorneys. And they believe it. It's not, Sometimes it's not true. It's possible for them to believe it, and they can even argue it. He's not doing it, but he's really finding, even if it's crooked and distorted, right, ways to justify his child, ways to defend his child. Because a father, when you love a child a lot, you can find legitimate, may not be fully excusable, but legitimate defenses for your kid. Amnam, because it's Ur Mikoch Midas HaEmetz VaTzedek, Lo V'Lo. Right? So when a father is looking for his kid, now, take the father out. This kid, big B, bum, capital exclamation points, at the capital exclamation point, and he kid was a bum. And this father's finding all ways to defend his son. Okay, why is he able to defend his son? And even he has some justifiable, because he loves his son, he cares for his son. If you would take this father, put it to a stranger, he would never find these defenses. In other words, the justifications, the defenses, comes out of love, comes out of mercy. They're true, and you know, even if they're not fully excusable, they're true. And so what happens is exactly that. It's not, the defenses are not coming out of mercy, in the world of mercy. It comes out of, you love the kids, so you find legitimate defenses. If you would be a stranger, you would say, burn the bum, kill the bum, expel the bum, punish the bum, right? Because that's what they deserve. And you won't be able to find a defense for this kid. You know, I'm going to tell you something. If you ever want to read an amazing book, there's someone called me, David Trenk. Okay? David Trenk was a educator par excellence. He was a person who dealt with kids who struggled tremendously, had a whole yeshiva for these kids. And the name of the book is called Just Love Them. It means you have, whoever your kid is, whoever your student is, just love them. If you love them, you will help them grow in this world. If you cannot, and he felt, if you're an educator or a parent, if you don't love your child, if you don't love your student, you will not be able to help them. And it's exactly that. This guy was able to help all kinds of big bums, small bums, struggling kids, and great kids fill their potential because he loved them. What does that mean? When you love someone, you can help them even in the world of judgment. When you don't care about a person, it doesn't bother you. You just judge them as who they are, right? If you're disassociated, you'll just put them in judgment. You did that? Expel. If you're in principal of a school, you're a teacher. That's how you need to have love. Because if all it is judgment, you'll destroy the kid. You will destroy their potential. And if you're a parent, you have to love your children. And then you'll educate them. But then you can deal with them. And but Yitzhak's able to, in the world of Din, defend us because of the Rachamim. And then obviously he says, all this from Hashem. And okay, that's the whole mushel. Says Rav Pinkus, this is going back. We said on Shabbos morning, we're at Erech Ampen. We're all with Hashem. There's no judgment. It's total, it's all Rachamim. It's forever, we won't be punished. Then by Shal Shesra it comes to Zer Anpin. And you have this meaning of it. Shal Shesra is the pseudo of Zer Anpin. Hashem does not slow to anger. It's a point of a mixture of Chesed, Rachamim, and Din, and judgment. Shal Chesed, listen to this. What is the Din of Shal Shesra? Shah Chesed is so much abundance of Chesed. Hashem just loves us. Hashem just loves us on Shalosh Shuddos time. And it's so abundant. And when you love somebody so much, you know, you're the best spouse. You're the best parent. You're the best Rebbe. Because the Ava is so intense. And so what happens on Shalosh Shuddos is even the din, it's connected. The din becomes nechleles, the judgment becomes part of Kedusha Shabbos. And as the Arizal says, and we say it by Shah Shuris in Askini, Vatika Kadisha, the Tapa Kubudim, it all comes together. All of Shabbos comes together. It means everything comes together by Shah Shuris time. All tzazamen, all together. By the way, again, in certain shuls and many of the Hasidic movements, Shal Shuris is really big. That's when the Rebbe speaks, when the Shashiva speaks. It's all, that's when, you know, it's all together. It means a din. It's means a chesed. It's all together. It's all in our favor. Because Hashem's love and mercy for us is so intense that even the din goes in our favor. Even judgment is in our favor. Because when you love somebody, you're able to defend the person in the world of judgment. And it's all, that's the intensity of Hashem's love and mercy for us in Shal Shuris. This suit of Shal Shuris, when it gets dark, it goes from day of Shabbos into the night, and it allows Hashem's love and our connection to Hashem to go into the weekdays, the 6 days ahead. And therefore, even the weekdays, and therefore all the six days of creation are connected to this Kedusha of Shabbos. And that's why Shal Shuris, at the end of the day of Shabbos, is actually the highest level of all. It's when Hashem just loves us. And everything comes together. And we're totally connected to Hashem. And even in the world of judgment, we're Metzlech. And that's ultimately when Mashiach is going to happen. Sudasa Shal Mashiach at some level. It's that Suda, where we bridge the world. And it bridges it from Shabbos into the weekend. That actually ends this section. Next week we'll do Musaf, which is a little bit unique. What's the Mila of Musaf? I just wanted to say, you know, we mentioned this last week, that, and by the way, in his Shiurim, I actually looked it over today just to see if he added anything. He has a Shiurim, which we're not doing over Pinkus. He refers to Shal Shuris as Rava de Rav. Rava, actually, in that section, I think actually the reason why is he has a section, Rava de Rav. I haven't looked at it, he says, which will connect, which will elucidate this. But Rava de Rav means the highest Ratzon Tzedes, the highest levels. And what I just mentioned, Purim is exactly that. You know, this idea of Rava de Rav is by Shal Shuris, and it's also by on Purim. Purim is, you know, is spotless, where the whole, all we recognize that all of nature is for us. Hashem's love for us is so intense. So just, you know, we have this every Shal Shuris, obviously. Every Shabbos, we've been working on Shabbos for many, many months now. But Purim is a very unique time of where Hashem's love for us is so abundant. Actually, as we all know, the Arizal says, is Purim is such a day of Tefillah, the Yom Kippur is called Yom, a day like Purim. It's such a day of holiness and Kedusha and Tahara and a day of Tefillah like there's none other. I've unequivocally can say since Yom Kippur, without a doubt, there has not been a day like we'll have this Friday to daven, you know, to take advantage of, to say Tefillah, as the Kavi Yashar says, of course, on Tanis Esther. It's a tremendous day of Tefillah, tremendous day of prayer. He recommends, some say multiple times, at least to say once, Kapitel Chaf Beis, Psalm 22, which is what Esther said when she went to Achashverosh. It's very auspicious, but we should use Hashem's love for us. We have the Kalais of the Jewish people, both for an Eretz Yisrael and in Israel, where there's so many things we need to daven for. We daven for Shalom amongst the Jewish people. This army thing with the Yeshiva students is not a good thing on many levels. Daven for the hostages. We have to daven for the soldiers who are fighting. We have to daven for our safety and Jews around the world. The past year or two is a reminder of so many Hamans in the world. There are so many Hamans in this world. So we daven for they should be hung. They should be destroyed on this Purim. We should have Yeshua and Agula. And the most important thing is we should be close to Hashem. Hashem should hear our tefillahs this Purim. Which everyone are filicha Purim. And this year we're very lucky. We're from Tanis Esther to Purim to Shabbos to Shal Shuris. We should be zeicha to the ultimate Siddush Mashiach. Ben Harav Yamein. Wishing everyone a filicha Shabbos, filicha Purim, and a good Shabbos. Kol Tov.